USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Now that censorship claims have been confirmed at Twitter with the release of internal documents revealing government officials from the United States and Twitter executives would meet weekly to collaborate on the narrative for the social media platform. Actor James Woods is planning to sue the Democratic National Committee for violating his constitutional right to free speech. His account was cut off. Intentionally destroying a North Carolina power grid between Fayetteville and Greensboro in Moore County, the person or persons responsible remain at large. Katie Lewis has the latest.
The power is still down in Moore County, North Carolina, 48 hours after they went out in what authorities are calling a targeted attack on the county's power grid. Nearly 40,000 homes and businesses have no electricity. Investigators are still working to learn who fired guns at two power substations and why. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
As the United States Treasury Department issued a license to Chevron to drill for oil in Venezuela, Venezuelan dissidents are crying foul as President Maduro regime continues to engage in what are internationally recognized crimes against humanity. Former White House economic advisor, Republican Stephen Moore on Fox News, points out the obvious.
The United States has more oil, gas, and coal than virtually any other country in the world. Don't forget the cleanest coal, the cleanest oil and gas in the world. So if you're worried about the environment, why would you want to get oil and gas from Venezuela, which has some of the dirtiest energy, and not from the United States? So we have to become the energy powerhouse that we were.
Kirstie Alley, the star of Cheers and Drop Dead Gorgeous, died Monday. She was 71 years old. Alley's children, True and Lily, announced the actress had died from cancer. USA Radio News.
And if you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work. Then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com, refundsasap.com.
New York City hate crimes continue to increase in the Big Apple. Victoria Idoni reports.
The New York City Police Department revealed Monday that anti-Semitic hate crimes in the city have more than doubled to 45 in November versus 20 in November of 2021. The 125% rise came the same month the artist formerly known as Kanye West unleashed a slew of comments online and in interviews, and Brooklyn Nets star guard Kyrie Irving was suspended and lost many endorsements for what's been called conduct detrimental to the team after sharing a link on social media to an anti-Semitic movie. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, this is Victoria Idoni.
The FBI out of Charlotte, North Carolina, are investigating two power stations that were damaged by gunfire in North Carolina, cutting power to tens of thousands of residents. No motive or suspect has been announced since the attack on Saturday night, but police are sure it was intentional. Some 35,000 people in Moore County are without power, and the damage could take several days to repair. It's election day in Georgia to determine the final Senate seat in Washington, D.C. The battle between Republican Herschel Walker and Democrat incumbent Raphael Warnock will be resolved soon. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O-Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.